It is an honor to be with you. Let me share my screen real quickly.
谢谢大家，今天很荣幸和大家在一起，让我跟大家share分享一下我的这个屏幕。
Okay. Well, howdy.
大家好。
My name is Kevin Berra, as has been said, and I want to let you know a little bit about my family.
大家好，我的名字是凯文巴拉啊，我想让你们多少了解一下我的家庭。
So, oh, okay. This is us. That is my amazing wife, Hillary. She's a veterinarian.
这是我的太太希拉里。
And then I have four kids, a 10-year-old daughter, Peyton, in the middle, a 8-year-old son, Micah, to her, kind of to the left near Hillary.
中间是我四个孩子，中间坐着两个是我10岁的女儿和8岁的儿子。
And a 6-year-old son, Jesse, and a 4-year-old daughter, Juliet.
另外两边呢是我的六岁的儿子杰西和我4岁的女儿小女儿。
As Winhouse said, this is my last sermon to speak as a Grace College pastor. We're going to be moving to Tomball, Texas, on June 4th.
就像文豪刚才介绍的，这是我们在这个恩典圣经恩典圣经教会的最后一次。我们很快要搬到一个叫在德州的一个叫康堡的地方。
And as I've spoken with Guff and other people at Grace, I asked them, what should I share in my last message?
所以我和GBC的高飞还有别的人商量一下，作为我最后一次布道，我要讲什么内容呢？
And they've all encouraged me to talk about lessons I've learned over the past 14 years of ministry at Grace.
所以他们都鼓励我去分享一下我在这个GBC服事过去14年里面所学到的一些经验和教训。
So let me, so let's begin. Let me pray and then we'll begin.
让我们开始，先以祷告开始。
Lord, thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people. I pray that you would guide my thoughts. Guide our hearts. And Lord, the lessons that you have given to me over this time at Grace, time that I've absolutely loved, I pray that it would be helpful to everyone here. And by your grace, we might walk our journeys of life in confidence, in dependence, and hope, because you are a great God who leads us. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, when Hillary and I first got married, I decided to take her on a hiking and camping trip to Colorado.
在希拉里头，我刚结婚的时候，我就带她去了科罗拉多州，我们在那里面一起想露营和一起就是短途旅行。
The goal was 3 days camping in the wilderness, and this was the opportunity to show my wife how much of a man I really am.
对，计划的是我们在这野外呢，要露营3天，这样也是为了去给我的新婚妻子显示一下，我是多么的有男人气。So
we drove to Colorado, to my cousin Brock's house, and Brock is a seasoned hiker.
所以我们就开车去了科罗拉多州，去了我的那个堂兄弟Brock的地方。
And it was early May, and so he helped us pack our bags and get us ready for this trip that we're going to be starting the next day.
那个时候是5月初，Brock就帮助我们去准备了我们的行囊，让我们可以去上路了。
The next morning, we get up early and we drive to the trailhead.
所以第二天早上我们起了一大早，然后就开车去了这个trail，就是这个山间这个小径的开始的地方。
And the hike began easy. It was a beautiful day in early May.
这一开始我们这个旅程是非常的容易，而且这个天气也非常好。
And the trail descended to a beautiful, lush valley.
这个小路呢，就是山间小路，就带着我们领到我们去了一个很漂亮的山谷。
We're taking photos of one another and excited about this hike.
所以我们就互相照相啊，非常兴奋。
But the trail got more rough as we continued along, and we started climbing up these switchbacks up the mountain.
所以当我们继续的时候，这个小路呢，就变得越来越陡，越来越难了，有很多的这种峰回路转。
And as we climb higher in altitude, in early May in Texas, it's hot. But in early May in Colorado, it can still snow.
所以我们爬的这纬度越高的时候就越冷了，因为在尽管在德州五月初已经很热了，但是在科罗拉多五月初还可以下雪呢。
And that's exactly what happened.
那就是后来发生的。
The trail is covered in snow.So that we lose our direction.
所以那个小路呢就被白雪覆盖，然后呢我们就看不到我们的路了。
So I pull out the map, and I see where we're going, and we're in front of a sheer cliff.
所以我就把地图拿出来，想看看我们怎么走。我发现我们就在这一个悬崖旁边。
And I look back at Hillary.And I say, I think we're going to have to rock climb up this mountain, hike over a waterfall, down to the area we're going to camp the first night.
让我回头看了看希拉里，跟他说，我想我们可能得这样爬过这整座山，然后还得越过一个瀑布，然后才能到达我们计划的要去露营，今晚露营的地方。
Then I look back at my new wife.She's covered in snow. And I say, do you want to just go back?
我又回头看我的新婚太太，她这时候全身都是雪。我问她，你想不想拐回去了？
She says, yes. And we make the long defeated journey home.
然后她说是的，然后我们这样呢，这一次就无功而返了。
Why do I tell you that? Journeys are funny things.
所以为什么讲这个呢？是因为这个有时候我们的旅程呢是一个很怪的事情。
When you start any journey of life, you have expectations, hopes, and dreams.
往往是当你开始了一段征程旅程的时候呢，你充满了预期啊、希望啊，还有梦想。
But as you continue along,Jesus has a way of reshaping, redirecting, and refining us along the journey.
但是当你开始走上这个征程了，耶稣总是有一个办法会重新的塑造你，重新的指引和重新的提炼你在这个征程中。
I know during this time of COVID, many of us have experienced or felt that reshaping, redirecting,and refining.
我知道现在的这个新冠疫情下呢，好多人也都确实的感受到了生活中这种被重新塑造、指引和提炼的过程。
So I'd like to give you six principles that God has helped given to me during my journey of life.
所以我就想跟大家分享六个原则，这六个原则是在我的人生旅途中神赐给我的。
The first principle is this, to love Jesus deeply.
所以第一个原则就是深爱耶稣。
Our priorities will shape the lives we live.
我们的优先事项呢，会塑造我们的生活。
Let me read a passage from you from the Gospel of Matthew. It says, But when one of the Pharisees heard that he had been silenced, the Sadducees, they gathered together And one of the lawyers asked a question to test him. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law? And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment.
这是马太福音一段经文，里面法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都该人的口，他们就聚集，内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是律法，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
There will always be competing allegiances in life.
在我们的生活中呢，总是会有其他的事情呢，和这个和我们的信仰相竞争。
But loving Jesus first will put all the other details in life in the right order.
但如果我们是首要把爱主放在首要位置上，这样会把其他所有的事呢，都把他们的顺序都被搞好了。
This teacher was challenging Jesus and asking him, what is the most important of the Ten Commandments that we should follow?
所以这个律法师呢，是在挑战耶稣，他问他的是这些诫命中哪一条是最大的。
And Jesus answered, the most important thing to put at the top is your love for God.
所以耶稣对他说，就是这个最重要的事情，就是你要爱主你的神。
C.S. Lewis has a great quote. He says, put first things first, and secondary things will follow.
所以 C.S. Lewis 啊，有一个很经典的名言，他就说，你只要把第一首要的事情给放对了，剩下的事情都会顺理成章。
But if you put secondary things first, you'll lose both first and second.
如果倒过来，你把次要的事放在首要位置，那你不管首要的和次要的都做不好。
If we want to live a life that is honoring to God and most enjoyable for us, we have to put him at the top.
所以如果我们想过一个荣耀神，也让我们自己有喜乐的生活，我们就必须先把神放在首要位置。
Over this time in COVID, I know many of you are stuck at home.
我知道在这个新冠疫情的时候，大家呢都被待在家里了。
And it can be a great opportunity to really grow in your relationship with Jesus.
但其实这也是一个非常好的机会，让我们呢可以和耶稣有可以更深层的接触。
To read your Bible, pray, journal, or practice spiritual disciplines.
比如说我们可以读圣经，可以祷告，可以写日记，也可以操练，做属灵操练。
Your love for Jesus is the foundation that will carry you through every challenge along the journey.
所以在这个旅程中的各个这种困难中，我们对耶稣的爱呢，可以带领我们度过这些难关。
The second principle is to invest deeply relationally.
所以第二个原则就是我们要投资在深入人际关系上。
Invest in people because people are your most important or greatest investment.
也就是我们要投资在人，他别人身上，因为别人是我们最大的投资。
Jesus goes on to say, and the second commandment is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets.
所以接着前面耶稣接着说啊，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
The foundation that Jesus wants to set is a love for God and a love for people.
所以这个基础，耶稣想设的基础呢，就是第一是爱人，第一是爱神，第二是爱人。
And there's a reason for that.
Because
the people you build relationships with are more important than any work you ever accomplish.
这个原因就是如果你可以花精力和人建立一个关系，那这样的收获呢是比其他的成就都要大的。
When I first came to Grace 15 years ago,
当我15年前刚刚来到这个恩典教会的时候，
I was young, ambitious, and driven.
我那时候很年轻，也充满了抱负。
And what happened is I ended up not prioritizing people well in the ministry.
所以后面发生的事呢，就是我没有把和别人的关系放在一个比较靠前的位置。
I'm so thankful that over the past 14 years of relationships, God has burned this truth into me.
我现在很感恩的是，经过了过去14年，神把这个和别人建立很好的关系这样一条真理呢，深深的烙在我里边。
I've also discovered that when I'm most lonely in life, it's because I've failed to invest in people well.
我也发现了，就是我人生中呢最孤独的时候，也就是我那个时候就没有把我的精力都投资在别人的身上。
This is true in your marriage.
就在你的婚姻里面也是这样。
If I don't invest deeply in my wife Hillary, that relationship will not be strong.
也就是如果我不那么深深的投资在我的太太希拉里身上，我们的婚姻关系也不会那么的坚固。
This is true with your children. If you don't invest in that relationship, it will not be strong.
这在你的孩子身上也是同样的。如果你没有投资在你的孩子身上，你和你孩子的关系也不会那么坚固。
This is even true in business. If you don't invest relationally with the people you work with, you will not accomplish great work together.
这在做生意上也是同道理。如果你没有首先和别人搞好关系呢，那你的工作呢就不会取得特别大的成就。
Everyone in your life is voluntarily connected to you.
所以你生命中每一个人呢都是自愿的要和你建立联系。
And God says, love me and love people. And that's exactly what God does.
然后神说了，就是爱我也要爱人，那也就是神，也就是神他自己也这样做的。
In John 3:16, Jesus says, For God so loved the world that he gave his son.
因为那约翰福音里面那个也说了，神爱世人。
God loved the world, meaning he loved people, and so he gave himself for people.
所以这个意思，神爱世人的意思呢，就是神爱这世界上的人们，所以神把他自己就是牺牲，就是献给了这些人们。
There's only two things in this world that will last for eternity.
所以这世界上只有两件事呢，会带到永久。
The Word of God, the Bible in your hand.And the souls of men, the person sitting next to you.
所以这两件事，第一个就是你手边的圣经，第二个呢就是你身边的人。
So God has shown me, love him and love his people.
所以呢，神就给我展示，先是爱神，然后也爱周边的人。
Thirdly, give your work your all.
第三件事就是全力的投入你的事工。
Working hard is hard work. Embrace the grind.
所以这努力工作并不是件容易事，它有时候会让你很累。
I ran track in college.
我在大学的时候跑步。
And there's an event in track called a relay.
有一种那个项目是叫接力跑。
I'm not fast, so I ran distance.
我不是一个很快的人，所以我是更喜欢长跑。
Now, in track, there's an event called the Distance Medley Relay.
所以在这个这种长跑里面有一个项目就叫这种长度长的这个。
The first runner runs three laps. The second runner, okay.
在这个长跑接力跑里面，第一个跑的人要跑三圈。
The second runner runs one lap.
第二个人跑一圈。
The third runner runs two laps.
第三个人跑两圈。
And the fourth runner runs four laps.
最后第四个人跑四圈。
If you're at a track meet while this race is happening, that's when you go buy popcorn.
So, 如果你理解我，这就是如果你这个，你要是看这个，这个接力赛进行的时候，就像看爆米花一样。
Now, in sprint relays, you're not going to run out of energy because you're only running a short distance.
因为在那种短跑的接力跑上，你并不会说丧失你所有的能力，因为丧失你的这个精力，因为每一个在跑的人只跑很短的一段路程。
But in distance races, you don't merely need to start fast, you have to finish fast.
但是在这种长跑的接力跑里面，你不光需要开始的时候要很快，你到结束的时候也要保持很快。
And in order to finish fast, you have to pace yourself and run hard all the way to the end.
所以为了你能够很就是一直很快的达到终点，所以你必须得设好你的步调，在这个长跑中间呢，要用很均匀的步调跑得很快。
Every position I've tried to run hard all the way through the end.
所以不管在这个接力跑中我在哪处在哪一个位置，我都是尽力去跑得很快，一直跑下来。
I joke, every ministry job I've had, I've left preaching.
所以我有时候开玩笑说，我每一个做的事工的工作，我都是等离开，都是用这种布道的样子去结束。
It's easy when you know the end is close to disregard responsibilities.
当你知道这个已经这个终点都快到的时候，比较容易。这个时候呢，你可以先不去想那么多你的责任。
But no one benefits if we don't give our best.
但是如果我们不去尽力而为的话，那么没有人会从中间获益。
Paul says in 2 Timothy 4:7.I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
所以保罗在提摩太后书中这样说，他说那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Paul is writing to his young protege, Timothy.
所以这个保罗是给他的年轻的他带的人被他带的学徒提摩太写的信。
This is the last letter that Paul will write before he dies.
这是保罗被处死以前写的最后一封书信。
And Paul wanted Timothy to see him run his race of faith all the way through the finish line.
所以保罗想让提摩太看的是保罗在他的信心的这个赛跑中呢，一直跑到了终点。
When Paul is writing this, he is in prison for his faith.
所以当保罗写这封信的时候，他当时是因着他的信仰原因正在坐牢。
And Paul knows that he will likely be killed because of his faith.
所以保罗也知道因为他的信仰，他很可能会被处死。
But he says,I'm going to run all the way through to the end because it is worth it for Christ's sake.
尽管这样，保罗还是说，我会努力一直跑到，因为我信仰一直跑到终点，因为这样做是值得的。
Paul ran his race all the way to the end of his life, and so do we.
所以，保罗是尽其一生跑了这个信仰的道路，我们也可以。
Working hard is hard, but the best gift you can give people
所以努力工作这件事本身很难，但这就是你能给予周围人最好的东西。
Is to see your faithful wife all the way to the end.
就是让他们看到你有一个信心的人生，从头一直到尾。
Principle number four is to accept disappointment.
所以第四个原则就是要接受失望。
Every person used greatly by God has been wounded deeply.
所以每一位为神所大使用的人都曾深深的受伤害。
My 10-year-old daughter told me that Dr. Seuss had been rejected 27 times. Dr. Seuss, go ahead.
我十岁的女儿告诉我这个 Dr. Seuss 这个儿童书作者他曾经被27家出版商拒绝过就是拒绝退稿拒绝 发表他的小说。
Dr. Seuss is a children's author who was unable to publish his works for years.
所以 好多年中间这个 Dr. Seuss 呢作为一个儿童书作者呢他就不能够没办法发表他的著作。
Now he's one of the most popular authors of children's books in America.
但现在呢他是在美国的这个儿童书当中最受欢迎的一个作者。
She asked me, Daddy, why was Dr. Seuss rejected 27 times?
所以我女儿问我啊爸爸啊为什么这个 Dr. Seuss 会被拒绝27次呢？
And I said, baby, oftentimes God works through heartache.
所以我就跟他说，我说啊，亲爱的，这个就乖乖，这个经常时候神是通过我们的这种磨练来帮助我们。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians, we are afflicted in every way but not crushed.Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our bodies.
哥林多后书里面保罗这样说，我们四面受敌，却不被困住，心里作难，却不致失望，遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。打倒了却不致死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
There are four lessons I've learned from disappointments in life.
所以从我人生中的失望当中，我学到了四个教训。
The first is humility. I'm not as important as I think.
第一个教训就是要谦卑，因为我并不是像我想象中那么重要。
Disappointments help me, help my pride to shrink.
所以这个失望呢，去帮助了我，让我的骄傲呢去缩小了。
Secondly, it's redirection. Sometimes God uses disappointments to redirect our life to where we're most useful for Him.
所以第二个教训就是重新的指引。有时候神呢会利用我们的用失望，让我们去改变我们的人生路径，然后可以有更好的未来。
If I get a yes everywhere, I may not be pursuing my best fit under God.
如果我去哪里都听到的都是这个 yes， 那我可能就不会。去做到在神眼睛里我最适合我做的那份工作。
God uses disappointments to redirect me.
所以神呢就用失望呢来重新的指引我的方向。
Third, it's patience. I think Dr. Seuss learned patience and perseverance through these rejections.
所以第三呢就是耐心。我想呢 Dr. Seuss 通过他的个经历他也学会了耐心和坚毅。
And third is dependence. We need Jesus more deeply than we think.
下一个呢，就是依靠。我们呢，实际比我们要意识到、想象的要更多的要依靠耶稣。
Paul says he was afflicted in every way.
那保罗说了，他是在各个方向、各个方面都要受苦。
He was shipwrecked, beaten, hurt, persecuted.
他被上了枷锁，被打了，被受伤了，而且还是放到监狱里边。
But the heartache wasn't the end of the story.
但是他受的这些苦难并不是这个故事的结局。
He was hurt, but he was able to give the life of Christ to others.
他是被打伤了，但是他还是能够把耶稣呢，去传递给了别人。
Sometimes God wounds us so that we can better minister the gospel to others.
有的时候神让我们受伤，是为了我们可以更好的在传福音。
Fifthly, forgive quickly.
第五个原则就是快快的饶恕。
Wounds aren't worth keeping.
伤口不值得保留。
Over this time in COVID, I can no longer go to the gym to work out.
所以现在这个疫情当中呢，我就不能像过去一样还去这个 gym 去健身房锻炼身体了。
So I decided to work out with my 8-year-old son in our garage.
所以我就决定呢，我就和我八岁的儿子，我们在我们家里的车库里一块健身。
And I did something that was not advisable.
我做了一些事情，但这些事情我不推荐给大家去做。
It's a workout I did in college.
是我以前在大学里面的做的一种健身活动。
You took a 10-pound medicine ball.
这是一个10磅重的健身球。
And you would lay on your stomach, and someone would roll the ball down your legs.
你趴在地上，然后让有些人呢用这个球呢从你的腿上滚过去。
Then the person would kick it up, and the partner would catch it.
然后你呢可以把你的腿呢这样一踢起来，然后呢让你的那个和你的 partner, 你的伙伴可以接着这个球。
And then roll down again.
然后我们再重新再来一遍。
Well, this ball weighs almost as much as my son.
这个球呢，几乎和我的儿子一样重。
And when I kicked it up, he couldn't catch it, and so the ball landed on my head.
所以当我呢用我的脚把这个球踢起来的时候，我的儿子呢没有接住这个球，这个球直接砸在我的头上。
It shoved my head against the cement floor of my garage.
所以他我的头呢就一下撞在了这个车库的水泥地面上。
And I got 5 or 6 stitches right here.
我这儿被缝了5-6针。
And I thought, perfect.We are in the middle of a pandemic, and now you have a major injury.
我就想这太完美了。我们现在是在一个大的疫情中间，我又受伤了。
A friend of ours who's a doctor came to our home to stitch it up.
我有一个医生的朋友，他来我们家帮我缝了针。
And he said, in order for the wound to heal, you've got to stop working out and give it time to heal.
医生说呢，为了让我这个伤口愈合呢，我这段时间呢不能再去锻炼身体了，应该给他一段时间伤口愈合。
I was already quarantined, and now quarantine went to a new level. Daddy couldn't do anything.
我本来已经被隔离了，现在我的隔离又达到了新的高度，我连这个锻炼身体也不能做了。
But if I never let it heal, I would never be able to go back to normal.
但是呢，如果我不让这个伤口愈合的话，我就永远不能再回到我的正常的健身活动。
For many of us, I think we are carrying around wounds from people that we're not letting heal.
对我们很多人来讲，我想我们是一直带着一些从别人给我们造成的这些伤口，而且我们不愿意让这些伤口去愈合。
The Bible has one antidote to heal our wounds from people.
所以这圣经里面给了我们一个解毒剂，可以帮助我们去愈合伤口。
It's forgiveness.
这唯一的解毒剂就是饶恕别人。
Colossians 3 says this, bearing with one another, and if anyone has a complaint, forgiving each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you.
哥罗西书三章说，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
The reason we can forgive is because we've been so forgiven by Jesus.
所以我们能够原谅饶恕别人的原因是因为我们呢首先是被主饶恕了。
Many of us have been wounded by people.
所以我们很多人都是被别人所伤害了。
But if Jesus has so forgiven us of our sins, he can forgive them.
但是如果耶稣可以这么样的原谅我们身上的罪，那他也可以原谅别人身上的罪。
And God doesn't expect you to just forgive. He doesn't tell you, just do it.
神并不是去预期我们就是马上就能就上来就能够饶恕，神也没有说就去做吧，去做吧。
He said, that wound is real, but my wounds on the cross have paid for that hurt.
让神说的是，你的受伤的伤口是真实的，但是呢，我在十字架上挂的地方的伤口呢，已经足够去付上代价，为你的伤口付上代价。
He says, "It is enough, and it is finished."
所以耶稣说的，那是这已经足够了，这已经成了。
No one wins when we carry wounds. We need to forgive.
当我们一直带着这些伤口不让它愈合的时候，没有赢家。
For some of you, today is the day when you need to speak the wound that someone committed against you out.
所以对我们其中的今天有些人呢，我们需要把因为别人给我们带来的伤害呢，要说出来。
The wound was real.
这个伤口是真实的。
But so is the payment of Jesus.
但是耶稣为这些我们的伤害所付上的代价也是真实的。
And his payment can give you the power through the Holy Spirit to forgive them.
耶稣所付上的代价可以通过圣灵给你带领让你去饶恕别人。
Over 14 years of ministry at Grace,
在过去14年在恩典教会的服事中
I have experienced a lot of wounds.
我经历了好多的受伤。
But those are small in comparison to how much Christ has given.
但我受的伤害与我们的主耶稣所受的伤害比起来那是太小了。
And I would rather die forgiving.Than die holding on to wounds.
我就宁愿是为了能够饶恕别人而死，也不想是因为我一直坚持着，不愿意原谅别人，不愿意饶恕别人，让这些伤口而害死。
And the only way we can forgive is if we've first been forgiven.
所以我们能够饶恕别人的唯一的办法啊，就是我们首先被饶恕。
So I invite you.To put your faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.
所以我邀请大家先去把我们的信心放在耶稣那边，然后我们就可以得到神给我们的饶恕。
And by his wounds we're healed.
是因着耶稣所经历的伤口，我们就被医治。
Number six, sixth principle for the journey is to live open-handed.
所以，在这个人征程里面的旅程里面的第六个原则就是要大方而活。
My future is best formed by God.
我的未来最好是由神塑造。
Proverbs 6:9 says this, The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps.
箴言里面这样说，人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。
Many of us think that we know the best future for ourselves.
我们当中很多人以为我们最知道我们什么是我们最好的将来。
We pick the right college to determine our best future.
我们呢去计划最好的大学，去想去盘算我们最好的将来的职业。
We pick a spouse to give us many babies.
我们去选一个配偶，可以生很多的小孩。
And we assume if everything works out the way that I want it, I'll be happy.
我们就假想，如果所有的事发生的就像我们想象的一样，那我们就会很 happy， 很高兴。
But over time, I see that I don't know what's best for me.
但是随着这时间过去，我意识到，其实我并不知道什么是我对我生活中最好的事情。
But God does.
但神知道。
When I was 18 years old, I decided to go to college.
当我18岁的时候，我决定要去上大学。
I didn't know that in college, that was going to be the time where I met Jesus.
那时候我并不知道我将来会在大学里面去遇见耶稣。
But he did.
但耶稣知道。
And I didn't know in 2005, coming to Grace Bible Church,the amazing relationships that I would form here.
在2005年我刚来恩典教会的时候，我并不知道我在这里边会这样收获这样一个美好的关系。
There are men and women at Grace Bible Church who have loved both me and my family so deeply.
所以在恩典教会里有很多的人，男人和女人，他们爱我和我的家人如此的深。
I was chasing my wife, who was attending veterinary school.
所以我来这儿是因为是因着追求我的太太，当时她在这儿上兽医学院。
But God gave me so much more.
但神给了我比这还要多的东西。
We had four kids along this journey.
在这段路程中，我们现在有了四个孩子。
And so much love from the community.
然后从这个社区里面，我们收获了如此多的爱。
I didn't know all that God had in store, but I knew Him.
我并不知道神的所有的方面，但是我认识神。
And God says, "If you open your hands to Me, I will lead you." To the place you most need to be.
神说了，如果你张开你的手，摊开你的手，那我就会带你去你最需要去的地方。
My encouragement to you is to open your hands to the living God.
我对你们的鼓励就是，在神面前，打开你们的手。
He knows your best future.
神知道你们最好的将来。
And he will lead you if you trust him.
神会带领你只要信靠神，他一定会带领你。
In sum, love Jesus.
总结一下，
love,
爱耶稣。
Love people.
爱人。
Accept, give your work your all.
尽力去做事工
Accept disappointment.
接受失望。
Forgive quickly.
快快地饶恕。
And live open-handed.
然后把手张开而活。
If we do that, you are equipped for whatever journey, whatever trial God places in front of you.
如果这样做的话呢，你不管你经历的是什么样的一种路程，什么样什么样一种磨难，你都不会去失败。
It has been an honor to join you this morning.
今天早晨我非常荣幸能够加入大家。
It has been an honor to be in this community of Grace Bible Church.
也是对我来讲也是一个很大的荣幸能够在这个恩典教会这样一个大的社团社区。
I pray that you entrust your life to the hands of the Lord because he is good and will guide you on your journey.
我祈求你们也会把你们的人生呢交托给神，因为他知道对人生最好的将来。
Let me pray.
现在我祷告。
Jesus, thank you so much for this morning. And I pray that each person hearing lessons from my life would be able to glean insight into their own life. That God, you would guide them because you love them. And I know that many of us have challenges along our own journeys of life, wounds that we carry, forgiveness that we need to receive and extend, uncertainty about our future. But Lord, through all of that, I pray that we can entrust you, Father, because you are good and you guide us by your grace. Thank you so much for this morning. In your holy name we pray. Amen.